This is our dedication service for our basement, and we've got a few things planned, but I want to begin reading one verse in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. And of course, there's a two-part, I already know that there's a two-part message that this will be the first part in the things that we have planned, and then we'll conclude the message, Lord willing, tonight. But I want to read this verse because it speaks about all that's taken place. And we've titled the message or this service, "The Foundation of God Standeth Sure." The foundation of God standeth sure. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." The foundation of God standeth sure. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together today. We thank you for what our hearts have already felt. We thank you for each one that's here. Lord, we pray for the needs, and there's several that have needs, and that's on our prayer list. We lift those up to you. Lord, we pray for those that are viewing this morning. We pray that you'll help them and strengthen them. But Lord, we just want to honor you today. And Lord, we thank you for the folks that make up our church. And Lord, we thank you for how you've helped this church down through the years and down through the generations. And Lord, that you'll continue to help this church because our foundation is correct. So Father, pray that you'll help us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The foundation of God standeth sure. You never know what storms you will face in life. Sometimes you can try to prepare. Other times you cannot. Sometimes you can anticipate what might happen in storms, and then other times you don't know. Sometimes they come and go. Sometimes they hit and they go beyond what you expect or can even imagine. Sometimes you may not see the effects of a storm until later down the road, and then you truly see the impact of storms in a person's life. In 2024, a storm came, heavy rains came, and continued for hours. The grounds were saturated, and the water had nowhere to go. The water penetrated the system that we had as far as our basement is concerned, penetrated the walls, and it really wasn't until later that we discovered how bad the damage truly was. But our people came together, and God was faithful. We can't rush God, because God was faithful, and God is faithful. There's a songwriter that you're going to see in just a few moments, a song that is played, but I want to share with you a portion of the words, not every word, but I want to share with you a portion of the words as an instrumental will be played in just a few moments. It says, "I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never failed me all of my days. I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life, you have been faithful. All of my life, you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. You have led me through the fires in the darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. Oh, I have need in the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. You lead me and guide me. God is faithful Father floods my soul. Oh, and you are my anchor in the wind and the waves. You are my provider. Oh, yeah. And you lead me and guide me by your Spirit and your word. I have never walked alone. Oh, the joy of knowing you, God. You're everything to me. You've been faithful. And how true that is. We can look back at our lives and we can see how God has brought us through so many things. And how God continues. Sometimes we wonder, how are we going to get through this? Sometimes we wonder of the cost. Sometimes we wonder of the just how will it all play out? How will it all be handled? But as a believer, you can rest assured that God is faithful. The verse says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. I want to personally thank everyone that has been a part of the cleanup, actually the demolition, the cleanup, and the rebuilding of our basement. I want to thank you for giving. The love offering that was given was tremendous. I want to thank you for the giving of the time. For those of you who were able to contribute. So thank you for the giving of the money. Thank you for the giving of the time. And thank you for giving of the prayer. Because I know there were many prayers that were given. God used each and every one of you. Even many that are probably viewing today was part of that prayer. And even possibly part of the giving of the money. For me personally, in my first year and a half or so, I've seen people come together. And I've seen so many, in so many ways, and for that I'm grateful. There's no job that was not noticed. There was no job too small. There was no job too big. That God didn't put the right people in the right place at the right time. I've seen God truly faithful. So no matter what the storm is in your life, you can use what has been accomplished through Him over this past year or so and say, God is faithful. Because God is truly faithful. And this is just a testimony of His goodness. Sister Ashley put together, I asked her and several contributed of some pictures. And we couldn't get it all. But Sister Ashley put together a video that we're going to share with you now. And it tells a story, but I want us to see the strong foundation of God through all this and what we stand on. Sometimes when you go through time, you don't sometimes remember how bad things were. Because a year goes by, things are changing, things are getting better, but you really don't realize until you see, until something is put together like this video, to see how bad things were and the effort that took place. And like I said, it's just really a snapshot of the work that was done. There's just no way to capture all of it on a video, although we did our best. But I'm grateful, of the countless hours that was given by so many. And I'm grateful for all those that were a part and that was willing to be a part in the sacrifices. And anytime you do something for the Lord, there's a sacrifice, but not only a sacrifice, but there's also a labor of love. Because we love Him because He first loved us. And I can't name every single name of every person because there's some things that were probably done that wasn't shown on the video, and I know there was. But I personally want to thank every single person. No matter how you might have thought it was a small job, it was a very big job because it was all a part of the finished product. And so I want to thank every single person, as I mentioned before the video. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your time. And thank you for your patience. A year is a long time. But I believe that when things are done in orderly, that God will use them. And we've saved a lot of money by doing it this way, and I'm grateful for that. But there are three people that stand out that I want to share with you. These three people put their heart, they put their talent, and they put their labor into the demolition, the cleanup, and the rebuilding of our basement. These three people was orchestrated, and they volunteered. And these three people were Clyde Gray, Bob Ingold, and Waynard Knuckles. And they gave themselves just about every day. I know during part of the demolition, Clyde was going through cancer treatments and was still willing to help and orchestrate and be the point person for so many things that took place. So not only do I want to thank them, but I also thank all those that gave, and I know that there's just so many. But I especially want to thank these three because they gave countless hours. Now, part of the reason, and Sister Ashley and Darlin, I kind of talked a little bit about it, part of the reason you didn't see them quite as much on the video is because they were doing it when everybody else was doing other things. They were working. They were, doing daily chores, but they were here just about every day doing something. And so there wasn't anybody taking pictures. But their labor of love stands out. We want to make a few more comments, and then we want to have a prayer of dedication. You know, everything we do is for the Lord. You know, we certainly appreciate the efforts and the labor, and we certainly appreciate all that people do. But there's one that's behind it, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, having the building and having our sanctuary and having the basement is just the foundation of really, we want to see people get saved. And we want to see people come to know the Lord, and we want to see people grow. And so this is just a portion. We want to have a prayer of dedication for our building and the basement, because it's more than just a building, but it's a place that people can come, whether it's young or old, and hear about the Lord Jesus Christ and hear about His shed love and His shed blood and the cross, and that salvation is through Him and Him only. And as we grow, and for the many years that's gone into these church grounds and the properties, we want it to continue in years to come. We just certainly appreciate people that are willing to give of their talent and their labor and their love. Our verse this morning, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. And when things are built upon the Lord Jesus Christ, then no matter what storm comes, it'll stand. But it must be built upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to have a prayer of dedication. And as you can see, Sister Lisa was asking me, what are you going to preach on tonight? And I was delayed on giving her the title because I just felt like that you just can't rush what we're trying to do here this morning. And so we want to conclude the message taken from this verse tomorrow night. But we don't want to rush what God is doing and what God has done and the people that, you know, God puts people in our paths for help, for encouragement, for instruction, for guidance. God puts people in our paths to love and that we love each other. And so each one of you in your giving, in your prayers, in your financial support, in your giving of time, God has put in the path of the Smith Grove Baptist Church. We need each other. We need to encourage each other. We need to love each other. You know, there's always going to be complications. There's always going to be struggles. There's always going to be difficulties and frustrations, and that's just part of building. But if you really think about it, life's like that. But the center of everything that we do must be the Lord Jesus Christ. It must be. Because He is the reason that we're here. And He is the reason that we worship. And He is the reason that we have life. And life eternal is through Jesus Christ. So we want everyone to stand, and if you can, it's going to be hard to join hands, but if you will, just join someone's hand, and we want to have a prayer of dedication for the building. And if Pastor Chuck, if you'll come, I'll get you to pray, and then I'll close in prayer. And I would like each one of you to pray as well for this church. And the foundation is built on the Lord Jesus Christ. And this basement, yeah, water came in and there was destruction, but it's still standing. And for that, I'm grateful. Would you begin a prayer and then I'll close.
Father, today on this great day, and it certainly is a great day in so many ways, we bow our unworthy heads in your presence and we want to dedicate this day, this project to the glory of God. I want to thank you this morning for these that have been rightly recognized in their labor. Thank you for the leadership of Pastor Bruce and Lord for these men that have labored so tirelessly over the work on this basement project. Thank you, Father, for the deacons of the church and every single member that's given, been a part of it. And we rejoice today in your goodness. We pray, Heavenly Father, that every ounce of labor, every nail that's been driven, every stone that's been placed, whatever the case might be, may your hand of blessing be upon it. We're thankful today that the foundation of God standeth sure. And Lord, that's the foundation that we all treasure. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who is the foundation of the church even. And now I pray your blessings in a great way upon this church project. I pray that this Sunday school area will be an area where precious people will continue to be taught the Word of God and precious souls will be saved. And Lord, the teachers will be able to resume their teaching in their classes. And Father, this whole building is for your glory. You're the one that gets the praise and the honor and glory. So bless Father now in the great days ahead. We ask this in our Savior's precious name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for every person that's here. We thank you for every person that makes up the Smith Grove Baptist Church. Lord, we thank you for their faithfulness, their love for you. Father, we thank you for all the hard work that's been put together and even the work that's to come, because your work is never finished. So, Father, I pray that you'll bless, and as we dedicate the lower part of this church and even this church totally, as we dedicate and rededicate it to you, we pray that you'll help and give leadership and give guidance, that it'll still stand as a lighthouse in years to come, that when people see this building, they'll know the gospel will be preached. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done through people, the people that you've put in our paths. We thank you for all the help. And Lord, we know that we can't name every name, but Lord, you know every person that was a part of all that's going to take place and that has taken place. And Father, we just dedicate this downstairs to you. Give wisdom, give guidance, and we thank you for love that you've given. And we can't end this prayer, Lord, without thanking you for Jesus Christ and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus and the salvation that you've provided for all that will believe. And Lord, we thank you for all that you do and that you're going to do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.